You know, we take for granted that here in America, if you have a baby, you just name your baby whatever you want to name your baby, mm-hmm. and that's your baby's name. We don't really have any rules about that kind of... Somebody may say to you, ah, you know what? You might not want to name your baby like Grimes and Elon Musk name their baby...
IE7-14.
AE7... Right, exactly. And I think that they call the baby Ash is what they ended up calling the baby. But it's like, you know, AE743.7 pi, you know, whatever. People will just tell you not to do that. But legally, you can do whatever you want to. That's not true in every country. There are actually some rules and laws in other countries that if you want to name your baby, the government has to approve of it.
Oh, really? Well, I know some countries have government-approved haircuts, so I guess they would have government-approved names, too.
Yeah, so a couple in France wanted to name their daughter Nutella.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the chocolate hazelnut spread, Nutella. A judge said that they would not be allowed to. It's not a copyright issue, but, quote, the child will be the subject of derision. Like, they don't want to set up a kid to be made fun of. It's so weird that, like, a judge would have to say, don't name your kid something stupid because your kid's going to have a shitty life and it's going to be your fault. It's just amazing that, like, a judge has to tell you that. You don't know that for yourself. So the parents are not allowed to name their kid Nutella, so they named her Ella. Also in France, the word fraise translates as strawberry. And somebody was like, well, that's a beautiful, fraise, that's beautiful. And the French government said, no, you cannot use that as a name because it could be misconstrued as the slang word for ass.
Really?
Yeah. So following the judge's ruling, because the judge said, no, you can't name your child fraise. Instead, they called her Frazine.
It's kind of like you in the summertime. Your hair's frisé.
My hair's frisé. That's true. And again, France, again. Let's get all the French people out of the way here. Another French couple tried to name their child Prince William, claiming it would be the kid's first name. Like, Prince is not the first name and William's the middle name. The first name is Prince William. And again, they banned that name. They would not let them because of childhood mockery. They didn't want the kid to grow up with the name Prince William because of all the crap the kid will get in school, which is so amazing that France cares about that.
Prince and the middle name William, I wonder?
Probably not. I think Prince William in general is a problem. You could probably name your kid Prince. Well, maybe not. Maybe just William. Who knows? Portugal is another country that has very strict rules about what names it will and won't allow. One regulation says that you can't give your child a nickname as its official name.
You can't call your kid Shithead.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not that. But what they mean is... you can't call your child Tom. You have to name your child Thomas.
Oh.
See what I'm saying? So, like, on a birth certificate, it has to say, like, you know, Thomas Shithead. It can't say, you can't write Tom Shithead. You can't name your kid Tom. So, like, if you want your kid's name John, you have to put down Jonathan.
Like, my son, instead of Christopher, you would have to call him Chris if people are going to call him Chris. Because everybody calls him Chris.
Right.
Except me, who still calls him Christopher.
Right, yeah. Well, and me, because I never knew that anyone
called
him Chris.
I'm like, I didn't name him Chris. I named him Christopher.
Right. Now, what's interesting is Portugal also has a name, an 82-page list, actually, of forbidden names. So they have Portuguese, non-Portuguese names that are banned in the country. So on this 82-page list of forbidden names, Thor... Nirvana and Paris are all on that list.
I wonder if it's just because of Paris Hilton or they don't want you to be named the same as a city.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know. It's banned. If you're Portuguese, you can't name your kid Paris. Over in Sweden, a couple tried to name their baby BRFXXCCXXMMPCCLLMMPRXCLMNCKSS. QLBB11116.
Freaking douchebags.
Yeah, that's like the kind of thing where like if your cat walks across your keyboard, you know, like the cat stands on your keyboard, that's what it ends up writing. Or like if you're hungover and you fall asleep on your keyboard, that's what you end up typing to somebody, you know. But the reason why they did it, because it was a protest for a fine they received for failing to register the child's name by its fifth birthday.
I hate these people. A, why wouldn't you name your kid before its fifth birthday? B, you name it something like that. I hate you. You should not be parents. Take their child away from them.
Well, you know what's interesting? One of the housewives, you know, I love my housewives. So one of the housewives was telling us this week that she had a daughter that she named, the kid's name was like Vivian or something. But when the kid was three, she turned to the mom and said, Cece. What? My name is not Vivian, it's Cece. So they changed the kid's name to Cece, and she's been C-E-C-E. She's been Cece her whole life. She decided that Vivian was not her name. She did not like that name. And it's funny because I think I've told you this before, but maybe not. I had this friend growing up who was an actor, and his name was Eden. And he had five brothers and sisters with really weird names. Like, he had a sister named Rain, a sister named, like, Darion, but it was spelled like D-A-R-Y-O-N-N-E-E with like a thing on top of one of the E's, like, another sibling with some other like wacky ass name, like something I think you can't even pronounce. And it was five kids or six kids by six different fathers. And then the sixth kid, the mother was like, you know what? I'm going to let this kid name itself. So when the kid was born, on the birth certificate, she just wrote baby boy. So it was like baby boy, let's say Smith is her last name, baby boy Smith. And when the kid was five, he chose the name Keith.
I hate all these people. I hate them all. I am done. Seriously.
In Iceland, the letter C is not included in the Icelandic alphabet. So any name that starts with a C is not allowed.
Oh, so you would have to be known as Aunt.
I thought you were going to say Ooper. Thank you, asshole.
Yeah, Ooper Aunt.
So the former mayor of Reykjavik was prevented from calling his daughter Camilla, which is what he was going to name his daughter, and they said no because there's no C, so you can't call her, you know, Amilla. Also in Iceland, this is great. There was a girl named Harriet Cardew whose father was from the UK, so he applied for a passport in the country, only be told that she couldn't have one because her name didn't work in Icelandic. So instead, they just named her Girl.
I think they need more letters in their alphabet. I think that's the problem. There's not enough letters.
In New Zealand, it is against the rules. You cannot name your child anything that resembles an official title. So you cannot call a child Saint, Prince, King, or Royal.
See, I love the name King. That would be a great name. I'm not good at names. I couldn't even come up with my own name on the air. You know, I wanted a fake name because everybody had like Shadow Stevens and all these guys had really cool names. Elvis. Kid.
Everybody's
Leo,
name was Kid. Kid something.
Johnny Dark. Johnny Dark was cool. You know, I couldn't even come up with a stupid name for myself.
Right. So, but your actual name is a pretty good name, though.
Yeah, it is. But I always wanted that Maranimal or, you know, that really cool name.
Like Man Cow. Like instead of Anthony Michaels,
great
you
name.
Wanted. I know. That was
Bubba
a great
the
name.
Love Sponge. Love that. You know, I just like.
Right. Yeah.
What's your name going to be?
Yeah.
Anthony. Really? Yeah, that's all right. I can come up with.
It's my actual name, yeah. What was funny was, so one of my very first radio jobs, the program director was doing that. We were all sitting around a table, and he was naming us. He was giving everybody names. Yeah. he was like, you will be. And he went around everybody and gave them all like cool names or something like what you're talking about. Like, you know, like Zorba the Greek or whatever the guy's name was. It was like Zeke the Greek or, and he got to me. He's like, Cooper. I was like, but that is my name. He's like, yeah, but that's a good radio name. Like, no, I want something good. Like, you're giving everybody good names, like with a "the" in the middle of it. Like, give me something. He's like, no, you'll be Cooper. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
we had that same guy that was working at a station before I got there. And he handed out names to everybody. So I didn't get that job. But he named one person Russell the Love Muscle. So that was his name on the air. You know, and my boss's name was Nick at Night because that's what came up to his head is Nick at Night. Everybody had cool names. I didn't have nothing.
Yeah. Rock of Ages, I think, was one of the guys he gave. He's like, you'll be Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages rocks.
Yeah. Bang Bang Betty was one. Like, he had some funny ones.
Then
he had some
the
really
traffic
good ones.
People. Then you got to think of, like, you know, your name's Miles Long.
Oh, yeah. There were some good traffic people. Right.
Right.
Rocky Lane.
And Miles Long in afternoons.